It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys. Hair on the ass of conventional fantasy football wisdom. Here they are. Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore, the Fantasy Football Guys.
Yeah, I think in that scenario, I'm the hair. Lyle, of course, the ass.
Of course.
Of course, the ass. Hey, we're the Fantasy Football Guys. I'm Kevin.
I'm Lyle.
He's the ass.
Well.
And if you want to check us out on the internet other than this podcast, you can do it at thefantasyfootballguys.com and at Twitter at TFFG and various and other sundry spots around the worldwide interwebs. All right. Coming up a little bit later on, Liz Loser from Yahoo Fantasy Sports will be along to give us her sleeper picks and her view on the world, which is always kind of fun.
It is.
Yeah, it's Liz.
Classing
right?
up the joint.
Exactly. So let's take a look at some news, shall we?
Very quickly, Kevin.
Yeah, we have to do that quickly. I also need to make sure I bring this
up. Did you figure out the thing that was going to change the world or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The thing is, you owe me $5.
Oh, okay.
Because Mercedes Lewis did not
catch
a touchdown. So I'll have that now, please.
No. Oh, you never gave me $5. You just kept, let's run it back. That's what you kept doing last year. We'll find a bet.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah, double or nothing.
Pay it forward, eh?
Yeah. Let's
all
keep
right,
it
we'll
going.
See. We'll see.
Let's dig that hole. I can get even, Kevin.
Can you?
Devin
Funch is in his knee, expected to play tomorrow. That would be Thursday, of course. He does, you know, I think he's one of those guys who, you know, people have asked about Funches or this guy. This guy or Funches? Yeah, I think he's definitely a guy that we need to look at, and we'll talk about them in a little bit. Travis Kelce, a no-show at today's practice. He's in L.A., from what we understand, considering having back surgery.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's Tyler Eifert.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Eifert.
No, this is Travis Kelce. Oh, anyway, okay. He still has an issue.
Protocol.
Kelsey's in the concussion protocol.
Right.
It's Eifert who is in L.A. Considering back surgery.
Right.
So all of a sudden, Croft's
same
value.
Position, different dudes.
Different dude. That's right. Anyway, so Travis Kelce had that concussion, so keep an eye on him. Tom Brady returned to practice today. He's got that left shoulder injury. He aggravated it, on Thursday in the win over Tampa. Sprained AC joint, apparently. But he's been on the injury report so many times, it's hard to tell what's the truth and what's not the truth, if you will. All right, so DeShone Kizer is no longer the starting quarterback in Cleveland.
Wow, that was fast.
So he becomes the 27th?
Is it 7th?
Quarterback? Yeah, I think so. Oh. 27th quarterback to start a game for the Cleveland Browns.
I don't know how you throw him in and then go.
Kevin Hogan.
All right.
Well, you know.
No more, thank you.
The question may be, why did he start to start with?
Well, I mean, listen, you have a young quarterback. The last thing you want to do is break his confidence up, right? So I get pulling him from a game from time to time, right? That's happened often throughout the NFL. It even happened to some of the greats, right? They're having a bad game. You just, all right, dude.
All right, this game is over. Let's just.
Yep. Let's pull you out of there. Don't get hurt. You had a bad go. We had a bad scheme. Whatever. Get it. But if you stick a young quarterback in. And,
right.
and the worst thing that the Browns do, and they do this all the time, because all NFL teams do it, they go, this is our guy. This is our guy now. You know, we're going with this guy.
They name a starter. Yep.
And, you know, full confidence, blah, 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 blah. Obviously not true. Right? So, and dude, you're going to break that dude down now. Listen, Aikman had a terrible rookie season. Right? Hall of Fame quarterback. Probably the best to ever play for Dallas, which is saying something.
Well, Staubach fans,
I know,
went, you know,
I know, but I mean, you know, we could debate that.
Manning didn't have a good, Elway didn't have a good first season. Marino had a fantastic.
You have
first
to
season.
Let these guys develop.
Yeah.
And what I don't understand out of the Browns is, you're not contending for a spot right now, guys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, you lose a couple games, nobody cares.
What it is Hugh Jackson going, I'd like to be here next year, coach.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, see, that's the problem, and he shouldn't have to worry about it. He should get 5 full years to do his thing.
He should.
He's not going to.
No.
Because, you know, this move says that he feels the heat from underneath, or from above in this case, and he's got to, I'm going to make a quarterback change so we can win a couple games, and I can point to the future. That's all it is. And, you know, it's unfortunate that it comes at the expense of the rookie quarterback who they think should be the quarterback of the future.
What really scares me is they clearly have bad talent evaluation, too, because
Carson, you're kidding me. The Browns' bad talent
Carson
evaluation?
Wentz is not a top 20 quarterback, apparently.
Yeah, apparently
so,
not.
He didn't have that potential.
Yeah, they didn't see any future for the kid.
Okay.
Rob Gronkowski has been practicing this week. He's got a thigh issue, missed last week's game, but apparently he's ready to go for this week so far. Of course, AP, the big news is Adrian Peterson traded by the New Orleans Saints to the Cardinals, and Chris Johnson cut loose. Just I remember a few weeks ago, Chris Johnson was saying, I saw a tweet of this, AP needs to get more carries. Well, he's going to at your expense.
At your job.
Karma swings around to hit you in the old ass there, Chris.
Well, I wonder why they punted him, though. I mean.
Well, they got rid of Chris Johnson?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they only brought him in when David Johnson went out.
No, so. I understand that. But, I mean, it just seems like you could probably use depth at that position.
Well, you know, they have Kerwin.
I know.
You know.
Yeah. So, whatever. What do I know?
Apparently,
they couldn't
not
have been paying
much.
Him that much, though. Is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't imagine it was that much.
Yeah,
a few mil, whatever.
Just needed a roster spot.
So Liz Losa.
Oh, is she on the line?
Sports is
awesome.
On the line.
Awesome, awesome.
Let's see if we can't chit chat. Liz, what's up?
Hey, Liz.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing swell.
Fantastical.
Kevin's making up words. Great. It's too late.
Yeah. Well.
I like fantastical.
Yeah,
I think
that's
I
a good
use
one.
That one too.
It's possible I got it from you.
Probably not.
Oh.
Kevin Moore, word thief.
Word smith.
Mm.
So,
you guys, who's the, I'm trying to figure out who is going to start in the place of Josh Norman. If Rashad Breland is on the outside and Kendall Fuller is the slot guy, do you think they'd move Kendall Fuller outside to replace Norman and then have this Phillips kid who was also a slot corner move into Kendall Fuller's place?
I'll give you a fat maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, slot cover guys are a different breed than the outside cover guys.
Yeah.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah, so I would almost anticipate them bringing up the second string guy from the outside to come up as opposed to moving a slot guy out.
Yeah.
That's right. It's like a weird, like, Kendall Fuller and Quentin Dunbar are both competed for the slot corner gig and Fuller won it. So they have, like, two slot corners, which is kind of weird. And when their Pro Bowl talent corner is out, like, I'm trying to figure out who would take that place.
So
I don't know.
It's a guessing game. This is what we do.
Yeah, and the great thing for us is we don't really fool around with IDP, but you have to, so good luck
with
that.
But you got
to
worry about him facing the opposing.
Right, you have to worry about the offense that's going up against him,
right.
As it were.
Yeah.
So either way, it's going to be somebody who's not used to being in that spot, either a second stringer moving up or a slot guy moving out.
I'm guessing Liz is going to talk about a 49er.
I'm thinking probably.
Yeah.
I am indeed. So anyway, I really apologize about the Aldrick Robinson pick, but for whatever reason, Marquise Goodwin, because the NFL's concussion protocol is so airtight after suffering his fourth concussion in 14 months, got on the field and put up over 100 yards against Indianapolis. So it was a good call. The process was right. The player was wrong because
I think you did say though, if Goodwin was out, you expected him to be out. So
yeah, I did.
You know, that's still a fair play.
Yeah,
I mean,
I just a side conversation about concussions. I just don't get it. Right, the tight end Rico Gathers, the backup tight end in Dallas. Suffered a concussion, I think, in August, still hasn't seen the field. Devontae Adams goes to the hospital, clocked, and catches two touchdowns. Jordan Reed's concussed all the time, never sees the field, or is seemingly off the field. Marquise Goodwin has four concussions in 14 months, plays. Like, it's such a weird... Brains are complicated, man. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's also, I mean, there are certain helmets that do certain things and certain mouthpieces that allegedly do certain things.
Do they minimize a concussion, though?
You know,
I've seen some data that's
a hit like Trevathan's on Adams.
Bull.
I can't imagine. That was just brutal and full speed and all that.
I've read that basically there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, well, You know,
because I mean, you're trying to cushion the brain from the inside, really.
Right.
That's what a concussion is.
Right.
Right.
You can limit a head snap, maybe.
Right.
Right. But if somebody comes at you full force and smacks you in the head, your brain's going to crash into your
into the sidewall. Right.
Right.
Well, as a parent trying to buy a mouthpiece for, you know, a youth football player, you know, I would buy the one that said, you know, has a 6% chance of limiting a concussion. Well, 6% may be what saves him.
Better than nothing.
Right. So you get the thing that you get.
Understood.
So, you know, whatever. But
the thing about the protocol is we talk about the protocol a lot, but the protocol is really, are you still messed up? Like, I mean, they have specific tests and stuff, but it's still like, yeah, it's like, it's very subjective, man.
Well, it's really not, though, because
they run them through some tests, but I'm just saying, right. It is subjective.
Well, every year, I mean, this is just at the high school level. I know they do this at the pro level and every level of football, is every year your kid has to take a baseline test, and they judge everything in the future based on that test. So until your readings come back to that baseline, you're out.
Sure.
So, you know, Devontae Adams, regardless or irregardless, if you're from Southern Delaware, of the type of smash you take, unless you get back to that protocol, unless you get back to that baseline, you're done. So I guess Adams got back to that baseline. I guess, you know, Rico has never gotten back to that baseline, which is really scary.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
If that's true.
That months of, you know, a quarter of the year has gone by and he's still sitting there waiting for his brain to unscramble.
Yeah, backup tight end versus elite level wide receiver that might... They might, you know, fudge
Are
that.
Are you saying the fix is in, Lyle?
Dude.
Is that what you're saying?
I mean, good guys make it back on the field, you know, with the exception of Jordan Reed, everybody else that Liz mentioned, if they don't make it to the game, we're not losing a lot.
What about Jordan Cameron? Like, right. That tight end that went from the Browns to the Dolphins. Like,
yep.
Concussions kind of ruined his career. I just think it's crazy that, like, and obviously, Devontae Adams scored two touchdowns.
Yep.
Marquise Goodwin put up 100 yards. Like, I understand from a practical point of view why they're getting run, right? Like, they did well, so something passed. It just so – I've been concussed. I think we all have been concussed. If you ever played sports, you've probably been concussed. Like,
sure. Yep.
I've been concussed, and I can't imagine being like, yep, I can't wait to do that again.
Well, when I was coming up back in my day, Kevin, they called it getting your bell rung.
Right, and
you had to walk it off.
They put a little smelling salts under your nose, yep. And you went, ah!
Yeah.
And they said, okay, rub some dirt on your head and get back out there.
Yeah, walk it off.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure I got a little
CTI.
Man,
this explains much. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
So, in this time, I have discerned that rookie Fabian Moreau is the one who I believe is going to replace Josh Norman in the lineup. So he is a rookie, awesome athletic measurables, but as Kevin said, not used to playing the position, certainly not as the number one corner. Now, obviously, I think Rashad Breeland is probably going to move over and handle Pierre Garçon in this one, but Marquise Goodwin, who we did see, has that deep speed and the ability to, you know, with Garçon, you have a floor play. With Goodwin, you have a ceiling play. And in this matchup, especially coming off of a hot game, I think he's another sneaky play, and he's owned in, I don't know, like under 10% of Yahoo leagues. So with buys and other four teams on buy, that might be a wide receiver you want to consider rolling in your flex.
Fair.
There you go.
Fair point.
I like it.
I like ASJ again, Austin Seferian Jenkins. I think I mentioned him last week. A lot of people are like, well, was it a mirage because he was against the Browns? But I think, as I said on your show, coming into week 5, he had converted 9 of 10 targets and he had been suspended for the first 2 weeks of the season. So he'd seen 10 targets over 2 games, converted 9 of those, which showed me his efficiency. He led the Jets in targets last week. He's facing the New England Patriots this week. And, you know, Josh McCown's going to have to throw the ball an awful lot. I think he's going to be a safety blanket. Bilal Powell unlikely to play in this one. So if he's going to be checking down, now Matt Forte is likely to be active, but we don't know. He has a toe injury, how bad that toe is. So in terms of a check down option, though, with better red zone appeal, I'd take ASJ over Forte in this. And I also think the running back, who I'm sure you guys are going to talk about in your previews, Elijah McGuire, if you haven't already, is another sneaky play with so many running backs, you know, dinged up and just it being such a scarce position.
Right.
And, You know, I think Alvin Kamara has instant value now that Adrian Peterson is in Arizona. You guys were talking about that before I hopped on. Willie Snead also, I think a lot of people have forgotten that he's available because was rostered back from suspension, had a quiet game, then they went on bye. So he's available, and the matchup against Detroit is awesome. Vegas has the over-under on that game at 51 points, so there should be a lot of back and forth. So I think Willie Snead, you know, has the ability to do something. He's shaken off rust. The team's planning out of the bye. The other sneaky one that I like, but I'm going to leave this one. This is going to be an information drop because I'm still letting it marinate and seeing how I feel about it myself. But Juju Smith-Schuster is being targeted an awful lot. Ben Roethlisberger, while he's struggling, right, like his rapport with Martavis Bryant is not the greatest. Bryant hasn't caught a whole lot of anything, but Juju Smith-Schuster's role is only growing on a week-to-week basis. I like him in this matchup against Kansas City because while Marcus Peters is incredible, he's also a risk taker, and you figure he's going to be following Antonio Brown around the field, so that'll open things up. And given the pass rush that Kansas City has, you have to imagine, again, with all of the issues that Roethlisberger is clearly dealing with, he's going to want to check down a lot and kind of get out of Dodge a little bit so that Justin Houston doesn't completely flatten him at Arrowhead. So Juju Smith-Schuster would have an increased role, and I do like him. However, I did read somewhere, and it was Rick Wolf who brought this to my attention, that Ben Roethlisberger in a presser complained that Eli Rogers was in the slot and Juju, I'm sorry, that Eli Rogers wasn't in the slot, but Juju Smith-Schuster was. So clearly the coaching staff has made a personnel change, and that's not sitting well with Ben. And normally, well, first of all, I'm surprised that Ben is unraveling so much that he would say that he'd be like, I don't like this rookie. I want the other guy in there as my safety blanket. But Tomlin might just grant that wish if it means getting Big Ben back on track.
Sure.
So I think that's just to me a whole lot of fantasy gossip that we need to keep an eye on. No,
you're right. I mean, the situation's definitely interesting, and something's going on with Big Ben. I meant to talk to you about this, Kevin. Something's going on there. You don't hear quarterbacks come out a lot and go, maybe I just don't have it anymore.
Well, you know, Bill Parcells, I'm looking for this Bill Parcells quote because I knew we were going to get there eventually.
Okay.
And I'm paraphrasing, you know, because I don't have it exactly. I haven't been able to find it yet. But basically, Parcells said, as soon as you start talking about retirement, you're already retired.
Yeah.
In your mind, you're already past at the end of it.
Yeah, something's not right there. And that should be horrifying for anybody who owns any
Steeler.
Aside from maybe Antonio Brown, I don't know that it matters.
Well, he throws in the ball. We've seen what Antonio Brown does with Landry Jones in there. So,
that's true, which ain't enough.
So, but the thing is that, you know, Roethlisberger also came out the next day and said, you know what? Then you wake up Monday morning and you realize you're one of the best in the world at what you do. So I guess it's all good.
Maybe just had a bad day.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, clearly he had a bad day. But
he did have a bad day. Yeah, clearly he had a five-interception bad day.
Yeah. But, you know.
So this is a quote from Ben Roethlisberger about Eli Rogers, who was, you know, who was, especially when Le'Veon Bell was out at the beginning of last year, working in the slot and like kind of a rising star. And now, and he was inactive last week, and Juju Smith-Schuster seemed to have like replaced him. So this is the quote from Ben Roethlisberger. I think he'll be on the field, meaning Rogers, this Sunday. I think he just wanted to give Juju some time this past week. I think he's one of the quickest receivers I've seen. I think we'll see him on the field with Juju. We'll be seeing some man stuff this week, so I think we'll see Eli on the field this week. At least that's what I'm anticipating. So everybody who was ready to jump on the Juju Smith-Schuster bandwagon, and I love the kid as like coming into the draft in April, I think like slow that roll because it looks like there's some different thoughts about this offense from the head coach / defensive coordinator and the quarterback.
Right. I
don't know, man.
It's tough at this point to think about rostering Ben and anybody other than Brown in that offense.
Well, Lev Bell, too.
Well, I'm talking about receivers. Okay. Now, Lev Bell kind of functions in that role as well. But
And what does this do for Martavis Bryant's value? Because you've seen volumes, you've seen Martavis Bryant's volume. I mean, I think he had 8, 5, and 8 over the past 3 weeks. That's targets.
Right,
right.
But he's not converting very well. And I don't know if there's like now, it just feels weird that if like when Aaron Rodgers says, I want to see Aaron Jones goes off.
Right.
And we're all like, wow, I guess Aaron Rodgers gets to call the plays in Green Bay. So when a franchise quarterback, a Super Bowl winning quarterback, who admittedly is in a bit of a slump, says, I want to see this guy on the field, there's just something else going on. And so I think we need to pay attention. This isn't like Josh McCown being like, well, you know, I really like Jermaine Kearse. He's a great guy. Our lockers are, who cares?
Right.
Right. This isn't Joe Flacco talking about being Mike Wallace's buddy.
Very true.
Yeah, you got that right. And you were talking about Martavis. I mean, you know, he's getting plenty of targets, you know, but he was 5 for 8 for 21 against Jacksonville. So you figure you catch 5 passes, the longest one for 9.
And you still end up with 21.
And you still end up with 21 yards? Yeah.
It's like, you know, 2, 3.
Against Chicago, he had 8 targets and 2 catches. Yeah, so yeah. He's just not getting it done.
Well, guy's got to – but, you know, it's interesting what Liz just said. What does this do for his value? I don't think it really changes, because I think he's always sort of been this subjective flex, maybe
right.
Sometimes a low-end wide receiver too, always a gamble type of guy.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that when somebody gives us a 4 or 5-player list of who to put in the flex, his name is in there a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not – you know, I'm starting Martavis. Who else should I play?
Yeah,
you know.
Well, he's a super high variant player.
Yeah.
But you would think that playing on the field opposite from Antonio Brown would provide certain things, right? And that and it did in 2015 until he became a knucklehead and Ben Roethlisberger purposely pulled away from him and started force feeding Marcus Wheaton, who sucks. and so I
tell us how like, you really I'm, feel.
Well, he's now a Bear.
I know.
And, like,
hence the reason for the bitterness. That's the reason right there. Okay.
Perfect.
Oh, I watched him on Monday night, and I was like, oh, this is an impact play. Marcus Wheaton, clap, clap. Okay.
That's brilliant. Spoken like a true fan.
yeah. So, anyway, there's a bunch of sleepers or under the radar plays. I think Marquise Goodwin is probably the deepest and the one that's not on a lot of people's lists, at least right now. So that would be the sneakiest Loza type play.
Cool, Liz.
I like it. And that's the kind of thing where you pop him into a flex in a DraftKings league or, you know, any other DFS you play and get that sneaky 100-yard, 1 touchdown, you know, bump.
Those are the best.
Yeah. Those are the ones that win you those top fives, you know?
Yeah.
I put together such a great lineup last week. I thought, you know what? I'm going to win. I didn't win a goddamn thing.
That's the thing about
that
daily,
kills
man.
Me, man.
That's the thing about daily, dude. I put together some squads too. You know, I put the same squad in 5 different leagues this weekend. Same exact one. I never do that, but I said, you know what? I like this one. I'm putting it in all of them. Lost 4 terribly and won the first one and the other one in first place.
Wow.
So I guess it's just all about your competition.
It is, yeah.
It is goofy. I mean, yeah. I won of like the Fantasy Football Live. There's an FF Guru challenge that we do every Sunday morning, and we do it throughout the season, so we keep track. I crushed it in week 4. Just everything went my way. Came in dead last week.
Yeah.
So Jay Cutler really just, I'm done. I don't know why I keep going, but he's like the ex who sends me
I had him
a
too.
Text at midnight, and I'm like, oh,
he was so cheap.
You just, I really, he's the worst. He's the worst.
Yeah. I'm surprised you would Cutler anything
Parker.
At this point.
Devontae Parker in, and that hurt me.
Yeah.
Devontae Parker got hurt.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going for the Cutler, Devontae Parker stack, you know.
Yeah. That didn't work out.
One of them gets hurt, you know.
Anyway. And the other one's Jay Cutler.
The other one's Jay Cutler. Yeah, you're starting off at a deficit before you begin. So,
right. Anyway.
Liz, thank you so much for popping in. I tell you what, listen to Liz and do what she says, and you'll win some leagueage.
Yeah, I mean, she's...
Except last week.
She's right way more often than we are.
Yeah, that's not hard to do, though. So.
Yeah, it isn't hard to do. That's probably not an endorsement. Sorry, Liz.
So Liz, you coming back east anytime soon?
Yeah, what's up?
Coming back east anytime soon. No.
Okay, then.
So,
well,
I'm going to be in New York, of course. Yeah. But I'll be in New York for work in December. But
that's cool.
You guys are far from New York.
We're not very far.
We're a 90-minute train ride from New York.
Yeah, and I spend a fair amount of time there.
Yeah.
Well, I used to.
Oh, you do?
Not as much as America. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I have to go up for work, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll text you. Yeah.
All right,
I will definitely be back. I don't know, maybe this summer we might go back to Delaware with the kids and do the whole Funland thing because, you know, the in-laws live in Rehoboth. So
right.
Nice.
I think perhaps in the spring or the summer, but not through football season.
Yeah, hard to do.
Yeah,
that.
That's probably a little tough for you.
Yeah,
I feel you there. Yeah. All right, but definitely let us know, man. I mean, you know, it's not a very long trip to Manhattan.
Yeah, and if we get to see you while we're up there, it's a bonus.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, guys, have a great week, and I'll talk to you this time on Wednesday of next week.
Sounds fantastic. Enjoy your weekend.
See you, Liz.
Thanks, man. Bye. Yeah.
Hope you win, except for when you're playing me.
Right.
Pretty much the idea.
As per.
That's what I'm usually going for.
You will. Okay.
Let's start taking a look at some of these games. What do you say?
Yeah, we might as well start getting through them.
All right.
I hear that the Philadelphia Eagles have a contest coming
up,
Kevin.
Yeah, those birds are playing, excuse me, on Thursday Night Football.
Wow.
You know, and a lot of people, I mean, they're number two in the NFL.com power rankings, which Lyle and I both think is BS.
Listen, they started last year 3-0 too.
3-1.
They started last year 3-0.
Right, but they were
then
also
3-1. Then they went 3-1.
Right.
And
then they
went 3-2, then 3-3. Right.
So it's a little different now. But the thing is
it a little different?
A little bit.
No.
There's a different feel to it. We have receivers now. Last year we didn't.
Okay. The defense is playing much, much better.
They are. So there's things that are a little bit different, but it's, you know, a lot of the same players.
The only good team they've played, they lost to.
Fair enough.
Okay. They almost lost to the Giants, who are winless. So.
Right. So Thursday night is going to be a big test for them. And it's also a big test for the Panthers as well.
It's huge. And here's the thing. I don't think the Panthers are a great football team. I think they're above average. So if the Eagles can beat an above average team, then I'll consider them above average. Anything, if they lose, yeah, they're the same team they were last year, just slightly improved, which is still a step in the right direction.
Right. I mean, you know, it would be great if the Birds could take home the Lombardi this year, but, you know, making it to the playoffs would be good. I'll take it.
I'll take a wild card.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I would take a 9-7 season.
But at this point, Cowboys don't look good. Giants look terrible. Redskins are starting to play better, so we'll see. So let's look at this game in particular.
Yeah, right.
The list of guys I have on my gotta start list for the Eagles, pretty much Carson Wentz. He's earned his way onto that list. Ertz is an automatic start,
yes,
no matter who you are. Yeah. LeGarrette Blount has played his way onto the must-start list as well last couple weeks. Going to be a little more difficult with the Panthers this week. They're a little more stingy against the run. But you know what? The Cardinals are pretty stingy against the run coming into last week as well. But it was a home game, et cetera. So we'll see. I still start LeGarrette Blount. He's at least flex-worthy for me. Alshon Jeffrey falls into that category as well. A lot of people were complaining and concerned that, you know, Wentz throws four touchdowns and none of them went to Alshon. Well, here's the thing. Patrick Peterson was playing for the Cardinals, and he was all over Alshon Jeffrey. So, you know, I anticipate him having a better week this week. Guys that I consider flex-worthy, Wendell Smallwood, if he comes back, I think is going to be a guy who's going to be involved in the passing game. He's also going to be involved, of course, in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
And after what Nelson Aguilar did last week, only 4 catches on 5 targets, but 93 yards and did have that 72-yard touchdown. If he's targeted in that regard, you know, he had 4 targets a week before and only 3 for the previous 2. But he's getting opportunities to make plays, which is all you can ask for out of a flex guy. So I like him there as well. I'm sitting everybody else on the team. Not that there's a whole lot to go on. Torrey Smith, you know, Kenyon Barner, et cetera.
Like these players as skill players, but not fantasy.
Not for fantasy. Exactly right. So from the Carolina side, you know, looking to start Ed Dixon, who sat on my bench or is actually in my lineup for 2 weeks. I'm like, this Dixon guy is doing nothing. So I put him on the bench, and he lights me up for $175 on the bench. Thanks, Dixon. Anyway.
What a Dixon.
Dixon. Like Devin Funchess, as I said before, he's getting red zone targets.
Got to watch that knee.
Yeah, the knee's a little bit concerning. But
the knee.
He's a full participant in practice, which is a plus. I like Christian McCaffrey as at least a flex for a start. And I'm also going to start Cam Newton, dude. I mean, you know, he started the season off first couple games, you know, didn't break 250. But the last 2 weeks, he had 316 against New England, which isn't hard to do. But he put up 355 and three touchdowns against Detroit. So in the last couple weeks, six touchdowns, one pick. His rating is above 130 for both weeks. You know, I think it's going to be a pretty good start for Cam Newton this week.
Okay.
Which is, you know, not good for an Eagles fan. But I like Kelvin Benjamin in a flex. These big receivers, I think, are going to be able to maybe not have their way. But I think Benjamin and Funches both are going to see some red zone targets. So I like Kelvin Benjamin at least flexy. And I'm sitting everyone else.
Fair enough, Kevin. I don't know how this happens to me every week.
You get the lousy
Bears
games?
Taking on the Ravens.
No, I thought you have Miami.
I have Bears Ravens. I do it in the same order of the other one.
Dude, I took it I took it from NFL.com.
That's
right
what
down
I
the
did.
List.
Let's look at NFL.com then. NFL.com. Let's go to the schedule. Okay. Schedule is Eagles, Panthers, Bears, Ravens.
Son of a bitch.
Browns, Texans. Okay.
I'm completely backward on all this. That sucks.
Well, if you're backwards, then you give me a game. I mean, I have data on all of them, so.
Yeah, well, so do I, but.
I mean, if you want me to take a different one, I can.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Okay. Browns taking on the Ravens. We had a problem with our stat provider today. The API went down and has not come back up, so we had to manually do a bunch of stuff, which we don't normally do anymore. Which is kind of a pain. Anyway, Bears taking on the Ravens, Kevin. He said, go for it. I'm going to. As far as Trubisky is concerned, you're not going to go for it, Kevin. Unless, I mean, I would be fine if you started him. But everybody else probably shouldn't, obviously. Jordan Howard's 100% a start now. I mean, guy would have had a 42-yard touchdown run. His callback for a holding call. But last week,
you're right over there.
Yeah, he had 19. Yeah, I got hiccups. He had 19 touches. He had 76 yards. He's the focal point of this offense. If you're going to start somebody here, he's the guy. Cohen continues to struggle, so I don't think we can reliably start him ever again. Well, not ever, but until he starts to produce. With Trubisky there, these receivers are super suspect, right? Maybe we can start Zach Miller. Guy did get 7 targets last week. Only caught 3 of them for 39. Did have a touchdown. But, you know, again, the tight end is the young quarterback's best friend. So maybe it's Miller. But really, it's Jordan Howard. And be happy that you have that. From the Ravens side, Flacco's a big fat nope. He had no touchdowns last week. Yeah, with a decent win. But 226 and a goose egg. No, thank you. Was that 4 points, 5 points? Ew.
Want nothing to do with that.
Buck Allen's the guy, dude. 21 carries for 73 last week and a touchdown. Caught 4 of 5 targets. Just 12 yards there, but in a PPR, those are additional check marks there. So really like him. Really, really like Alex Collins, too. Got to keep an eye on. Not going to say that he's a start necessarily, but should be rostered and definitely keep an eye on him.
Those two guys, Allen and Collins, are kind of having the same result. You know,
they are.
They play different kinds of games, but their point value is about the same.
And they're rocking a committee thing. I mean, listen, again, super young, right? He's 23. We love rookies in fantasy football.
For some reason.
Well, I mean, because they're not on anybody's radar.
Right.
So we can snag them. West is kind of an afterthought now. He's out with the injury, and even if he comes back, I think they're going to stick with this Allen and Collins thing. J-Mac, dude, I think in a PPR you have to play Macklin. He just gets too many targets.
I don't know. He hasn't done a whole lot.
He hasn't, but 8 targets, 6 catches, 43 yards. Okay.
Okay, 10 points.
I will take him. He meets the threshold as a flex. He caught touchdowns in the first 2 games.
Right, in a PPR, yeah.
Dude, yeah. Week 3 and week 4, he screwed the pooch. He was not good. But he played Jacksonville and Pittsburgh. This time he's got Chicago. I think he's a play. So, I don't hate on him. Love Mike Wallace as an athlete. 3 for 3 last week for $133. Do not be tempted. Please don't start this guy.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, too much of a question mark. And Benny Watson, you know, I love him. I'm glad he's still in the league, you know, but he's only 37.
So he's, is that all?
He's 4 years my junior.
Yeah.
And he looks like an old man out there, but you can't really.
Still catching touchdowns can't really, occasionally.
Can't really play the homie. So.
Not really. So it's Cleveland and it's Houston. This is going to be pretty easy from the Cleveland side. It's the running backs, really. It's Duke Johnson in a PPR. And Isaiah Crowell has been given a bad look in the last few weeks. But he did okay last week. I think he's at least worth a flex. Everybody else, I'm just going to pine. It's pretty easy for the Cleveland owners. So Houston Texans, a little more to look forward to here. Deshaun Watson is an absolute madman. How can you not like this freaking guy, right?
I love him.
Right. So, you know, you put him in, they name him the starter, right? So he comes in, and his first full game as a starter, you know, he does pretty well against New England, right? And then he comes back against Tennessee, with no slouches, and throws four touchdowns. And then comes back against KC, another non-slouch. They don't win the game, but he throws five touchdowns.
Yeah.
And he runs for 31 yards.
He had a huge game, dude.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, people say, you're going to stick with Watson, you're going to sell high. I'm sticking with the guy. I wish like hell I'd picked him up in the Dynasty League. You know, he's changing the entire culture of that offense, and I'm in. I'm absolutely in. So, yeah, he's a definite start for me as well. I think Lamar Miller at this point has earned his way onto the at least flex-worthy conversation. You know, 74 yards running, 15 yards receiving. Last week, the week before that, 75 yards rushing, 56 yards receiving, and two touchdowns in that game against Tennessee. So I'm playing him. You know, I may not make him my running back one, but he's certainly going to be on my roster somewhere, and he should be on yours as well. DeAndre Hopkins, don't have to tell you about him, the most targeted receiver in football, and this is a tasty matchup for him, obviously. Yeah, I'm so happy for the dude that he's got a guy who wants to throw him the football.
He's so good. It was so disappointing last season.
You know, he's sitting back there. He's like,
yeah, he's like, yeah. Yeah, man. And, you know, it's fun to watch. This is a fun team to watch. Now, what's really sad is they had this really dynamic defense, but they've lost a lot of their key players there. So, but from a fantasy perspective, that's probably good.
Well, yeah, they're going to be in some closer games. Yeah. So they're going to have to play offense for four quarters, which is good for us.
Right.
Will Fuller, this guy is kind of on a roll, don't you think? He comes back from preseason injury. He rocks into the lineup, and all he does in his first two games back is catch, four touchdowns?
He's got that Chris Carter disease.
Yeah, all he does is catch TDs.
All he does is catch TDs.
Yeah, so
I read an article today that was like, don't buy in on Will Fuller, sell high. And it's like, guy's got four touchdowns in two games with a rookie throwing to him. I'm kind of buying into it.
Well, the thing is, he's not getting a lot of targets, right?
No,
he's not getting a lot of. He's got six catches over two games, and you know, not quite 100 yards over those two games. But yeah. Dude, four touchdowns.
Four touchdowns.
Yeah, you got to play him at least as a flex.
When a young quarterback looks to somebody to score points, I'm in.
Yeah,
you know,
he doesn't know not to throw to the guy. So,
right.
Yeah.
He's like, so, hey, you.
Everybody
hey,
else,
friend.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah, I'm pining everybody else.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. Yeah. Is that the whole game?
That's it.
All right, Packers, Vikes, Kevin.
Right.
Do I need to talk about A.A. Ron?
You could.
Maybe I could talk about A.A. Ron Jones.
Ho!
Come on, fellas. Listen, man, we liked this guy in week four when he came in against Chicago. Last week, 19 carries, a buck 25 and a snee.
Woo.
Come on, fellas.
Right.
I'm a big, big fan. And with T.Y. Expected to, not T.Y., Ty, expected to miss quote-unquote extended time maybe now. Still officially questionable with those ribs. Big fan of Aaron Jones. So continue to roll with him as long as you can. As far as the receivers are concerned, I think it's pretty obvious that Jordy Nelson's okay. He's fairly good.
Yeah,
gonna guess.
He's all right.
Devontae Adams might be a guy that we would maybe start. I don't know.
Maybe.
You know, Randall Cobb's kind of confusing. I want to play him. I just feel like it's Adams and Nelson. I really like Randall Cobb. I think he's a super talented wide receiver, but just in this offense, there's only so many balls to go around, and apparently they're not going to him. You know, Martellus Bennett, I absolutely love. If he's in the game, I would play him as a tight end. Again, he's questionable, so keep an eye on that. but you know, if he's out, I wouldn't play any of the other tight ends there. He's sort of a special talent, even at 30 years of age, Kevin, elderly.
Yeah, he's over the hill to be sure.
From the Vikes side, will Bradford come back?
He looked really ineffective.
Yeah, well, and apparently he exited with a quote-unquote knee. Didn't right. appear to be to me.
Well, what it looked like was he was getting his ass handed to him.
It looked like they just
And you know what?
Him.
Frightening when Case Keenum comes in and looks effective. In a win.
He was.
Yeah.
He was effective. He didn't just look it. He was effective.
Yeah.
I don't think Bradford's done there, obviously. If he was 100% healthy, I think, you know, he would still be the starter. But it's starting to get a little bit. I mean, you got to be healthy.
Teddy B is going to be back soon. We'll see. Who knows, we'll dude? See. They need somebody they can look to the future with as well.
Absolutely. When Dalvin Cook went out, everybody was looking to Latavius Murray to come in and be that guy.
It didn't work out.
No. Again, he was the same dude. He ran for 2.6 per carry.
No yards after contact.
Nothing. He just falls
the
down.
The first guy who touches him Jerick gets him
McKinnon,
down.
Jerick McKinnon, on the other hand, 16 carries for 95 and a snee. Also caught 6 for 51. I don't think he's going to be a consistent play. He never has been.
No.
Right? But this week in a game where they're going to have to put some points up, I think he's an okay start as a flex.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go any further than that. Diggs and Thielen, Diggs had a rough night. So did Thielen, honestly. I mean, but Thielen had 8 targets, right? He caught 5 passes.
So in our main money league, right, I'm down by, yeah. I don't know, 6. And I have Diggs and I have Rudolph going, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking Diggs is going to win it for me. Diggs got one catch. Like 4 yards.
Yep.
Kyle Rudolph, he won me the game.
Yeah.
He won me the game. Thanks, Kyle.
Well, he is the red zone reindeer.
He is,
Kevin.
Indeed.
Diggs is questionable. Obviously, if he plays, I think you have to plant. Dude, only 24.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It feels like he's been in the league for, I don't know, a year.
Two.
No, I know. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it feels like we've been talking about him for a while.
Yeah.
You know, because we do this show every week.
Yeah, we talk about him a lot.
But we haven't been, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, you know, if he plays, I think you have to play him irregardless, Kevin, excuse me,
sure,
of the quarterback. Same thing with Thielen. Again, he only caught 5 passes for 34 yards against Chicago. But he's got 5 catches in every game. And he had 8 targets there, so I still don't think you can afford to sit him. And as Kevin mentioned, Rudolph is probably always a start. So
yeah, he's not one of those flashy dudes, but he's going to get you some points.
That's
what
he does.
Go figure that. All right, so the next game on the roster would be the Detroit Lions traveling to New Orleans to meet up with the Saints. Not a whole lot of must-start guys here. I think Matt Stafford is pretty much worth a weekly go, even though he's yet to crack 300 yards in a game. Dude's got 9 TDs and only 1 pick on the season. He hasn't had a pick in a month. That would be 4 weeks to you and me, Lyle. So I think he's averaging right around a quarterback rating of 100, which doesn't mean a whole lot to you as a fantasy player, but he's not turning the ball over and he's throwing touchdowns, and that's really all you need to know. As far as everybody else goes, Amir Abdullah had a pretty decent game a couple weeks ago. He was given the ball 20 times. He got 94 yards out of the deal. And last week he had 10 for 31. So I guess he's one of those running backs like every other running back that needs to be handed the ball quite a bit. So I can't really justify a start for him. Can't really justify a start for Golden Tate or any of the other players really on the Lions staff. So sorry, it's pretty much just Matty Stafford, and I'm going to stick with that. Thank you very much. From the Saints side, a few more guys here that you're probably going to want to start. Obviously, Drew Brees is a guy you're going to play, regardless of who he's playing. With AP being run out of town, going to Arizona, I think Mark Ingram's value goes up a notch. I'm not going to say a lot, because Alvin Kamara is a guy who's getting a lot more touches than anybody anticipated. We knew how talented he was. We didn't think he was going to be this active this early. But I think Ingram and Kamara are starts in this game. Michael Thomas, of course, is a start as well. Willie Snead, I think I would take a chance on him in a flex, depending on who else I had to slip into that spot. But he came back from suspension. Bye week was in there. Hamstring week was in there. I think Kobe Fleener, I don't know, he's not a great tight end, but he'll catch the occasional touchdown for you. I'll go ahead and sit everybody else.
All right. The Miami Dolphins taking on the Atlanta Falcons.
This Kevin. Ought to be a snoozer.
Should be. Should we talk about Jay Cutler?
No.
Okay. Should we talk about Jay Ajayi? I think we should.
I saw the Jay Ajayi was removed from the can't cut list.
I saw that too.
That's not good news.
No, it's not. He had 79 yards in the game against the Titans. You know, that's not awful. But the guy, you can't sit him. Come on, he's at least flexible. I mean, dude, he carried the ball 25 times.
Yeah.
You know, his numbers are not astounding. I give you that. He averaged 3.1 there. You know, has yet to record a touchdown. Those are disappointing numbers from a guy that you drafted that high.
Sure. But
you can't, I don't think you can sit a guy that's getting 25 carries.
You can't.
He had 28 week one. He had 11 and 12 week three and four respectively. And then came back with 25. Against Atlanta, they're going to have to get this guy the rock.
Well, you know what? I think there's some hubbub going around that maybe Cutler gets thrown to the bench and Matt Moore comes out. I don't know if that's going to help the running game or not. But it's got to be better than
what world do we live in that we miss Ryan Tannehill?
2017 USA, baby.
Jarvis Landry, I read that he got sent for.
Yes, NFL offices said, come on up. They want to talk to you about previous transgressions.
Yeah, they went and sent for him. So, looming suspension, here we come. But irregardless of that, Kevin.
Here it goes, yeah.
Guy has had, okay, listen to these stats, dude. Week one, they didn't play.
Right.
Week two, 15 targets, 13 catches. Week three, 11 targets, 6 catches. Week four, just 7 targets, 6 catches.
Okay.
And then last week, 10 targets, 5 catches, and a touchdown. Not huge yards, but a PPR, you got to play the guy.
You have to play.
They're going
to
throw the ball to him, dude. So you got to play him. Devontae Parker, Liz mentioned, injured last week. Just 1 catch for 6 yards. That was a bummer to me.
And me.
Definitely beat me up a little bit. But again, at the same time, if this guy plays football, I can't pine him. He has 9, 10, and 8 targets, respectively, in the previous games.
And he tends to catch a lot of them as well.
He did. He caught 4, 8, and 6 in those games, including one game with a touchdown. So if he plays, sure. If he doesn't, maybe Kenny Stills is a dude.
Yeah.
But probably not.
It's hard to justify taking up a roster spot with him. Maybe a flex in a DFS league.
Julius Thomas is not somebody we can play or even discuss.
Right.
From the Falcons side, Matty Ryan, you know, he had a rough game. He had a fumble and 2 picks. But I think it's a guy that we continue to roll. Not a young buck anymore, man. Seems like yesterday we were talking about him coming in to replace Vic and like the whole deal. 32.
Those days are over.
He's old.
It sucks.
Got a little receding hairline thing going on. Freeman and Tevin Coleman, again, you have to start both of you. Listen, we were talking to somebody on the phone on Saturday. I was talking about Tevin Coleman, and we were like, look, you just got to plug him in. I get it. He's quote-unquote number two. He had 100 yards.
Yeah.
Like,
I was looking at one of my rosters. Like, okay, I got to put this flex in here. Who do I have? Well, Coleman. I'm like, wait a minute. I have Coleman.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Flex him.
Yeah, dude. Nine carries for 79 yards. The week before, he was 6 for 46. The only game that he was below 7 per carry was week one against Chicago. Yeah. He's been at 7, 7.7, and 8.8.
Plus,
he
catches.
By the way, last week, 4 catches for 65. The week before that, 3 for 43. Like, you know, week one, he was 4 for 42. He catches a lot of passes for a lot of yards, too, man. He's a devastatingly quick.
He's Chris Thompson, but better.
But way better. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And on a better team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally agree. Julio Jones is questionable with that ankle.
And plus, his play is down a bit. I mean, you can't sit the guy no matter what. If he's playing, you got to play him. But he's not like he's setting the world on fire with WR1 numbers.
Hopefully, the bye helped him out.
Yeah.
You know? Hopefully, he's feeling a little bit better. We'll see. But you're right. I mean, it doesn't even matter what he's doing. You kind of got to play him. Sanu apparently was supposed to be out 2 to 3. Still questionable, quote unquote questionable,
right?
With that hammy, So we'll see what goes on with him. If not, maybe Taylor Gabriel. We're still waiting for him to come back to, you know,
he
sort of that.
He had a couple of games last year
he
where.
He did.
You know,
he was good against Detroit this year. You know, 5 for 6 targets, 79 yards and a touchdown, but.
I think they almost have to scheme a few plays for him to have that success, and without those schemes.
He's a Reek Hill character without as much refinement
attention
to his game.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's true, too. But, yeah. But refinement to his game. Reek Hill really moved into that, you know, wide receiver role.
Yeah.
Whereas Taylor Gabriel, although he touches the ball, he's still electric. He's not really, you know, fully committed to the route running, and or at least it seems so.
Right, more of a slot guy, whereas sure. Reek is now outside.
Reek is now like, everything.
Yeah, he's
he can do whatever. Yeah,
and does
he kicks field goals and stuff?
No,
so maybe. And we don't need to talk about Austin Hooper that much. So
I'm getting ready to do the New England Patriots Jets game. I wanted to ask you, did you see the Wes Welker of Football Life?
I have not, no.
I love those because, you know, I remember Wes Welker. He was a guy who was on, you know, Miami. He was on, you know, the Chargers for a while. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Bill Belichick went and got him. And, dude, just, you know, looking at his high school career, he was one of those guys who did everything. He kicked.
Right.
He punted.
Right.
He took punt returns and kick returns. You know, he wasn't a quarterback, obviously, but he was a running back and would go out to receive.
I thought he was a quarterback.
No.
In high school. No. I thought he was. Huh. Okay.
That was Edelman.
Edelman was a quarterback.
I mean, was a college quarterback even. But dude,
was he really?
Yeah. But huh. Wes Welker got no love until his coach, I don't want to ruin the whole thing for you, but his coach sent out some letters and got him a scholarship. And, you know, by week 2 at Texas Tech, he's starting just because he's Wes Welker.
Right.
And then after that.
A phenomenal athlete.
Right. Yeah. After setting the world on fire at Texas Tech, nobody drafted him. He's right. Too little.
Yeah.
But, you know, here he is, Wes Welker Hall of Famer.
Let me think about that. Hold on. Before you say anything, let me think about it. So you have different criteria than me. I think of it, and I know that those criteria are real. We look at records, we look at rings, you know. But I look at it this way. At the time he was playing, was he one of the best in the league at his position? And there is without question that he was one of the most dangerous people on the field when he
played
in every single game.
Right.
Every
and,
game.
And you know, the tagline for his A Football Life was he redefined the way the position was played as a slot receiver.
100%.
So I don't 100%. I don't know that he's a first ballot guy, but I think he's going to be in there, you know, soon after he is eligible.
Was he a Lion?
No, he was
at one point?
A Dolphin,
Dolphin,
a Charger,
and right.
And then
a Patriot,
and then a Bronc.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why I said Lion.
I don't either.
Yeah. I don't know.
But anyway, so yeah, you know, if you haven't checked that out, make sure you do. So let's look at the Patriots now as we tangent ourselves away from the games. A lot of guys who are obvious starts here. Brady, of course, Brandon Cooks. You even though he's inconsistent as all hell, you can't really sit the guy because you don't want Cooks to be dropping 30 on your bench. Chris Hogan has climbed his way into the list of got to start.
Got to start him, dude.
With those touchdowns. Not a whole lot of yards, but he catches them like crazy. Danny Amendola has played his way onto the list as well. You know, this team is behind a lot, as it seems. They're playing catch-up or keep-up, and Amendola is getting the targets and the catches. Of course, Gronk, if he plays, you're playing him. Mike Gillisley is one of those guys who's on a list of running backs who, you know, he seems to get plenty of carries every week, but he's really only a flex spot for me, and only maybe a flex spot, just because... You know, if he was the guy getting most of the carries and most of the receptions, he doesn't really have any of those. He might be worth it, but Deion Lewis comes in for a few snaps, and James White comes in for a few snaps.
Yeah.
And you know, when Rex Burkhead comes back, he's going to purloin some snaps.
He is.
I said purloin.
It's a big word.
So I Mike Gillisley maybe as a flex, and a DFS, yes, as a flex. Really, everybody else, you got to sit him.
Purloin, that's one of those words that's two syllables up here, three in the south.
Purloin.
Purloin.
The hell are you talking about? New York Jets. Actually, I was thinking I'm not going to have anybody on the start list, but I do, dude. I have Josh McCown as a start for Daily Fantasy.
Okay.
He's cheap.
No Elijah?
Well, I'll get there.
Okay.
So he's on the list. You don't think of Josh McCown as a guy you really want to start.
100% no.
I don't think, you know, if it's a, you know, a season-long league, you're going to want to start him unless you absolutely damn well have to. Bilal Powell not practicing. His calf is still bothering him. He's day-to-day.
Probably down.
I would look for him to not start.
If he does, you have to start him, though, right?
I would think so, yeah. I would think so. You know, but guys who are game-time decisions really bother me because, you know, they'll come in for a few snaps and go, yeah, I can't go.
Yeah.
You know, so it sucks. We talked about ASJ before with Liz. He's a go as well.
Matty Forte expected back. I don't know what to think about him.
You know what? He's practicing, so I don't know whether he's going to be back or not. Obviously, if Powell's out then and Forte is limited, Elijah McGuire just shoots right up to the gotta play list, at least as a flex.
Big fan of that kid.
Yeah, I think he's going to do well. I mean, I'd like to see guys get opportunities and make the most of them, and he's certainly done that.
Yeah.
Everybody else, I want to sit. I mean, you know, you can make a case for one of the receivers, but it would be a bad case, and I'd call you silly and stupid.
Sure.
To your face.
Hey, man. Apparently, the 49ers are taking on the Redskins, dude, in our nation's capital. Not really. It's Landover, Maryland.
Right.
Brian Hoyer, we're starting, Kevin.
Absolutely.
No. We're not starting him.
DFS league.
Okay. DFS, I will give you that, dude. Dude put up huge numbers last week. 29 for 46 for 353 and a couple of sneeze. Also, first game this year, he has not thrown a pick. Big fan. So, DFS, I'll give you that against the Redskins. They're 14th. They're middle of the road against fantasy quarterbacks. I'll allow it, Kevin. Carlos Hyde and Matt Breida are apparently going to split, you know, carries, quote-unquote, the hot hand is going to have the ball. It's Carlos Hyde. It's going to continue to be the guy to play here. I like Breida. I really think that he will eventually be a very good running back in this league, and maybe we'll end up in a you know, sort of an Atlanta situation where Breida is the Tevin Coleman of the situation. But Carlos Hyde is good enough that I think he can maintain his lead role in this offense. And, you know, again, middle-of-the-road matchup, Redskins 12th, giving up 21.9 to fantasy running backs. You have Garcon, who, you know, 8 catches last week in the loss. He had 94 yards over that. Pretty decent numbers. Marquise Goodwin, obviously, Liz mentioned earlier, dropped a $116. These are both guys that are going to need to get a lot of targets and a lot of catches in order for them to be successful this week. However, believe it or not, Redskins are number 2 against fantasy wide receivers, giving up just 21 points a game, which is kind of pathetic. So pathetic for those two wide receivers. So kind of sad. Play at your own peril. Don't expect a whole lot, but I think that they probably both meet the criteria for a flex
minimum.
So I don't think I can recommend that you don't play them. It's a strong yellow light from me. From the Redskins side, hey, listen, Kirk Cousins has played better in his last two games. Listen, he had a 150 quarterback rating against Oakland, and he had a 116 against KC in a loss, dude. He was only 14 to 24 there, only 220, but did throw 2 touchdowns, no picks. You know, so he's not a terrible quarterback, and pretty much what we expected drafting him this season. So, you know, first couple games, yeah, it was a bummer. But now he's starting to play a little better. I think it's safe to play him. Coming off a bye week, going into San Francisco, at home versus San Francisco, this is a great week to play Kirk Cousins in any kind of daily format. But also, if you have him like as a streamable guy, or even if you drafted him as your number one, feel free to play him this week. I think it's a really good matchup. Listen. Chris Thompson, you know, he had a rough go against KC. It seemed like they were just like, no, you're not going to do this to us, right? But the previous weeks, man, he's been the focal point of that running attack. And by running attack, I mean catching the football out of the backfield.
Yeah, well, that's so, pretty much it.
So, right. So, you know, he's really – listen, I like Perine a whole lot, man. But he's putting the ball on the carpet and – you know, even with Kelly out, he hasn't performed all that well. You know, he had one, maybe two decent games. He was 21 for 67 against the Rams, and then he was 19 for 49 against Oakland. They're okay. But Thompson's the guy to play in this backfield. The other guys, no thanks. Hey, can we just real quick just clap a little bit for Terrell Pryor catching a touchdown 2 weeks ago? Thank goodness.
Yeah, it was getting close there.
It finally happened. Okay, now he has a week off. He's going to come back against this 49ers team, who is 25th against fantasy wide receivers, giving up 37 points a game. Yes, please. I will take that. Definitely meets the criteria for a flex and would definitely play him. And, you know, Jameson Crowder used to be a PPR monster. I guess he's streamable now. He's a guy that we play from time to time. Against San Francisco, sure, we will play him. Right?
Yeah,
sure. I will play him in a flex, depending on who else you have on your squad. But honestly, we're not gonna talk about him too much. Just not really worth it. Jordan Reed, I mean, anytime the dude plays, you have to play him. But he's getting to the point, dude, where
he can go right out in the middle of a game.
It doesn't matter how good he is. Yeah. He has so many issues that I might just have to pine him anyway.
Right. It's not like you can with confidence play Vernon Davis at any point.
No.
So you just look elsewhere, dude. Try to package him in a trade if you got him. Get rid of the headache.
I guess. Great play in Daly, though. Sure.
Why not? You know, if he's playing.
The price is right, and he's playing.
Exactly.
Why not?
Dem Bucks going to them Cardinals. I like Jameis Winston, dude. This guy, he had a pretty bad week, too. Even though he threw for 328 yards, he had three picks. Hasn't thrown a pick since. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played the Giants, which was pretty easy, and the Patriots, which was also pretty easy. But he had over 300 yards in both of those games, four TDs, no picks. So you got to love that. He even runs the ball a little bit, just a little bit. So I have him on my list of one of starts in this game. Doug Martin is also on that list, dude. He only had 13 carries last week against New England, but he got 74 yards. That's 5.7 per.
The Dugginator.
Had a touchdown.
Yeah.
Caught
a pass. This is what he does.
Right. So, you know, I think that was a knock the rust off sort of game, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the guy get the full boat this
week. If he could stay healthy, I think he's an elite running back.
He's certainly a guy you talk about being a top 10 guy, to be sure.
He has been for every time he was healthy for years now.
Right.
He's been amazing.
But, you know, obviously suspension and health
also
has,
not healthy, yeah.
has hurt him in
absolutely.
That regard. Mike Evans, of course, is a guy to play. And, dude, Cameron Brate is another guy who I throw into the guy to start list. And you might go, Cameron Brate, really? Well, here's the thing about Cameron Brate, okay? Last three games, a touchdown in each. 33 yards against Minnesota, not great, but it's Minnesota. And then 80 and 68 yards against the Giants in New England, right? 9 targets against New England, 5 catches, and that touchdown. So
I'll allow it.
As a tight end, if you catch a touchdown a week, I'm playing you. Let's look at these other guys. I think DeSean Jackson is flex worthy, especially in a DFS league. And depending on who else you have on your league, and DeSean Jackson may be he's a Kenny Stills guy. He's going to catch four or five or three or four maybe, but he may get you a long touchdown or at least a lot of yards like he did last week. So DeSean Jackson for me is a flex. Everybody else really hits the pine fantasy-wise for me. So from the Cardinals side, you're going to start Larry Fitzgerald, of course. I think John Brown also falls into the category of, you know, if he's playing, you got to pretty much put him on the field.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He grabbed the TD last week, so, you know. Depending on, again, who else you have, I think John Brown's a start if you're just going from this roster. I would flex at least Adrian Peterson, depending on how much he's going to play. Running backs can pretty much step right in. The hardest thing for them is knowing, you know, how to pick up, blocking schemes. But you know, Adrian's been around long enough. He knows where the blitz is coming from. So I have a feeling he's going to just step right in and do well enough to be a flex for me. I think Jerron Brown has played his way onto the flex list as well. I'd put him in there. Carson Palmer and the rest of the guys, Nelson, had a couple good weeks, but I really don't see him being consistent. And now that Adrian Peterson is in town, The Williams boy goes Kerwin. Back to the bench. Kerwin. Sorry, Kerwin. Back to the bench for you.
Right. Rams taking on the Jaguars. Actually, ought to be a pretty good game, Kevin.
Who knew?
Yeah.
The Jags are actually playing good ball.
Dude, listen, no Eagles on Sunday.
Right.
So I'm bouncing all around the television. This is what I'm targeting for 4 o'clock, dude.
Nice.
You know, the late game? This is what I want to see. Thunderstorms expected, Kevin. High of 83. Low of 75.
Fantastic.
Jared Goff. Listen, didn't have a great week 5 against Seattle, but who does? Still threw for 288.
Sure.
Just no touchdowns. In previous games, you know, he was better than that. But again, you know, he's in Jacksonville now. This is a very terrible situation, to be perfectly honest. The Jags are number one against fantasy quarterbacks, allowing an abysmal 5.5 points a game.
Oh, good God.
To fantasy quarterbacks.
Don't even show up.
This is not the week to roll the dice on Goff, even in a DraftKings format.
Are they in Florida or L.A.?
They're in Florida, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're away. So, not a good go for old Jarrett. Todd Gurley, though, it's actually a decent matchup. The Jags are 25th against fantasy running backs. And Gurley doesn't suck all of a sudden. Listen,
he kind of sucked last week.
Hasn't scored in the last two. Had a rough go against Seattle, but was over 100 in the 2 weeks prior to that, and scored touchdowns in the 2 weeks prior to that. So I will allow it, Kevin. I think you can play him this week, and you should, and expect decent numbers out of him. However, when it comes to Watkins and Cooper Kupp and all these guys. Listen, these guys were subjective starts to begin with. We like them. You know, maybe they'll have a good day. This is not the week. These are guys that you play if you have to in this situation. If you don't have to, you don't. Jaguars are third against fantasy wide receivers, giving up 23 points a game. I know that sounds like a lot, but think about all the wide receivers they face on a week-to-week basis, probably 5-6 wide receivers catch a pass,
right?
So 23 points
or not,
right? Apparently. Yeah. So, and we're not even going to talk about the tight ends. From the, Jacksonville Jaguars side, there's a great Twitter. That's a Blake Bortles Twitter. Did I mention it on the,
I
mentioned it before. It was like a fun fact. It's called Blake Bortles Facts. Blake Bortles Facts. And it was like a fact. Blake Bortles and Tom Brady have combined for, you know, 4 MVPs and 6 Super Bowls. And like, you know, like,
right.
And it was all Tom Brady stats.
It's like the guy, the basketball player is like, I can't wait to tell my children about the night that Michael Jordan and I combined for 76 points and 28 rebounds. Of course, 74 of those points were Michael's.
Were Michael's, but
I'm not going to tell them that.
I did score a basket.
That's right.
Dude completed 8 passes for 95 yards and an interception in their 30-9 win over the Steelers.
Wow.
Right. Well, he also did add a 9-yard rush. So,
was it a touchdown run?
No.
Yeah. See, the defense scored 2 touchdowns.
I know, and Leonard Fournette went off, and so that's my thing. You were right earlier. Kevin and I were talking before the show, and you were saying that Deion Sanders said that the Jaguars were a quarterback away.
And then he ridiculously said they should trade for Eli Manning.
That's silly.
Right. What they should do is trade for Phillip Rivers.
Well, there's that.
That's not quite as silly.
No, it's not silly. Oh, can you imagine the Jags with Rivers?
I can imagine. And Robinson comes back, and there's Phillip Rivers.
Dude, next year? Oh.
Now, you only get him for a few years because Phillip Rivers is also 37.
Yeah, but then you get another young guy. You develop him. You pull Rivers back.
You put the Lombardi there with Phillip Rivers' picture next to it? I don't know. That might be a little ambitious, but.
Trophy. Anyway, Fournette's questionable. But he had
a few yards.
We like to call a ball game, Kevin. 28 carries for a 181 and a couple sneeze.
Nice.
Are you kidding me? Come on, fellas. This is what we wanted out of the top running back.
Oh, there was some question whether or not he was going to be, you know, Zeke-ish coming in the year after Ezekiel Elliott. But I'm not going to say he's having the success that Zeke had on a consistent basis, but he can throw this kind of game down.
And his teeth are straight.
Well, there's that.
I'm sorry. Zeke's buck teeth bother me. Looks like a hamster.
That could be a problem.
For Zeke. These receivers, Hearns and Marquise Lee, I love these guys. But if your quarterback's throwing for 95 yards,
that means you're not catching for 95 yards.
Love Mercedes Lewis. You know what? He had one catch.
And it wasn't a touchdown.
Sorry, guys.
Want to make that same bet this week?
No.
Yeah.
No, not on him, but we will. We'll read up.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, if you call in on Sunday, give us a bet.
Saturday.
Oh, sorry. Saturday.
We do a show on Saturday
live. Yeah. Give us a bet.
Is that the end of the game?
It is.
All right. Pittsburgh Steelers, Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. Bad news for Ben. Like, I wouldn't start him now this week. I don't care if he's playing in Pittsburgh and he had a ray of sunshine wedged in his buttocks. From the whole thing that he was talking about, maybe I just don't have it anymore. I'm throwing five picks. No way I'm playing the guy.
Dude, that's disturbing when you hear that out of your quarterback.
On the road.
Your leader.
Yeah, he's the face of the organization.
Oh.
Well, I don't want to hear about Antonio, Le'Veon. Ben Roethlisberger has rings.
Sure.
And he's been there the longest, and he's the cube.
Sure.
Ben's pictures outside of the stadium.
They're also playing the best team in the NFL.
On the road. Yeah. In Kansas City, which is among the loudest stadiums in the entire world. Yeah. So,
oh, by the way, they just got smoked by Jacksonville.
Yeah. So
have fun with that.
Yeah, so, you know, Lev Bell, Antonio Brown, they're a starter no matter where they are or who they're playing, but everybody else really for me is a
no
sit.
Juju?
No. Sorry.
Well, Liz is right, but yeah, I wouldn't roll the dice this week.
Well, the problem is that Juju's got Ben throwing to him.
Right.
So Ben last week was really intent on throwing to the other colored jerseys.
He was very good at that.
And this Kansas
Completed
City
five
team,
passes.
Yeah.
To Jacksonville.
Yeah, two of them for touchdowns.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. From the Kansas City, saw a little more to love here. Alex Smith has become a must-start, dude. Go figure. He's
apparently. Even in this terrible matchup, Steelers are number two against fantasy quarterbacks. But
the thing is, dude, is he's the same Alex Smith, except he's throwing the ball down the field.
Yeah.
How many interceptions does a guy have this year?
Zero.
That's correct, yeah. Right? So he has, let's see, there's six, there's 10. He has 11 TDs, no picks.
Yep.
Last week against Houston, which is not a slouch defense, he went for 324. That's his second 300-yard game of the year. He was 293 against Washington, so that's close. Dude, he's in the conversation for the MVP at this point.
100% is. Yeah. 100% is.
So, yeah, if I got him, I'm starting him. I don't care who else I have. Kareem Hunt, obviously. Tariq Hill, obviously. Travis Kelce, if he gets out of the concussion protocol, obviously you're playing him as well. Everybody else, you really can't trust. Those are really the four guys who make this team dance and sing. So I will sit them all. Thank you.
Fair enough, Kevin. I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay.
Pretty much ever. I got the Chargers at the Raiders, dude. We just talked about Phillip Rivers.
We did.
Let's take a quick look at his numbers, and hey, clap, clap, they got a win against the other worst team in the league, the Giants. Listen, they haven't won a lot of ball games, but, you know, Denver, he struggled week one, but, dude, since then, he had 331 at Miami, 237 against KC, again, tough game, against Philly, threw almost 350, 258 last week, three touchdowns, five in his last two games. He comes in against an Oakland team that is 18th, giving up 16 points a game to fantasy quarterbacks. I'll allow it, Kevin. No? Nothing?
No, I'm my silence is agreement.
Oh, okay. Love to see Mel Gordon back in action last week. Finally, 20 carries, 105 yards against the Giants. Thank goodness. This Raiders team is 15th against fantasy running backs, so right around middle of the road. Again, I will allow that. Curious to see how Austin Eckler progresses. Not a guy we're going to start anytime soon, but needs to be rostered, ladies and gentlemen, because he is a dude that is up and coming and will definitely be a name that we talk about going forward, particularly if somebody gets injured. But even, if he doesn't.
In a dynasty league, I'm grabbing him.
Gotta be. I think I already did.
Because at some point, you know, Oliver's going to go. His contract's going to be up. Happen, and Eckler's going to be the guy who steps in there.
Right now, it's Mel Gordon.
It is. You know? He had a game last week, too.
Yeah. Last week, Keenan Allen, you know, was out of sync with Phillip Rivers. But the week before, I mean, you know, even against the Eagles, he had 138 yards. You got to play the guy. You know, I get it. He's probably not as consistent as you want him to be. But I think you have to play him. You know, Tyrell Williams is a dude that we get questions about a lot, Kevin. And he had a huge game week four against the Eagles.
He's one of those guys who's on the list with Martavis Bryant about whether or not to start him. And the answer is almost always no.
It is, man. I like the matchup. You know, it's okay. It's middle of the road. But I don't think I can recommend him, man, because he's just so up and down. You don't know if he's gonna play that well. So it's a dice roll.
So it's
really Allen. It's Mel Gordon. It's Phillip Rivers. I don't know that I can go further than that. I really like Hunter Henry. I want to love it. Do eight targets last week
because that's good.
But caught three. But he did catch a touchdown, and he caught one the week before on two catches. So, you know, hopefully he'll continue to perform, but you just really don't know. And how long do you hang on to a dude who's catching two to three passes a week?
Well, as long as one of them's a touchdown, it kind of, you know, shines it up a little bit.
Right. From the Oakland side, the word is Derek Carr is a play.
Yeah, he was supposed to miss 2 to 6. He missed one.
With a broken back.
Yeah. It's a transverse.
Whatever.
Process. He
broke his back.
Something, yeah.
Still officially questionable, but he busted his back. So, dude, if Derek Carr plays, I'm in.
Yeah. Right?
Sure. Why not? Definitely going to play him. You know, again, these are all middle-of-the-road matchups. Both of these teams are average pretty much at every position. So I wouldn't get excited about anybody. But you know, I like Derek Carr as a quarterback, and if he's going to play, I have faith that he'll put up decent numbers. Marshawn Lynch scored another touchdown. Had 43 yards on 12 carries.
Man.
Yeah. No thanks. You know, I really like Jalen Richard, too. I think he's a good running back.
I think it's a great matchup.
Great matchup.
Meh.
Meh. No thanks. Let's talk about the receivers, Crabtree and Amari Cooper. If Carr's in, I think you have to play both of them, but they're getting to the point where I'm like, look, Crabtree had eight targets, six catches against Baltimore.
Once again, Crabtree did
catch a touchdown. Right.
You know, right? It was a sixth or seventh round receiver outdoing the second, third round receiver.
He did.
Again.
I know. But it doesn't always work out that way.
It has so far this year.
I know. It has. But against the Chargers, I think let's play them both this week. Give it one more shot. Chargers are 23rd against wide receivers, so a little bit worse than that middle of the road, giving up about 35 points a game. So I'll allow it this week. I don't know that I can touch Derek Cook at this point.
No, I think there's better options.
Even in fantasy formats. He's got one TD on the air. I mean, he gets his 3 to 4 passes a game.
Yeah.
You know, 20, 30 yards.
There were so many high-performing tight ends on the waiver wire this last week that were guys you could pick up.
Yeah.
That I think Jared Cook is, you know.
I think Njoku leads the tight ends in touchdowns.
Well,
doesn't he?
That may be possible, but I don't know.
That's crazy to me. You got Gronk, you got Jimmy Graham, you got Kelsey, Ertz, you got all these people. And here's this rookie in Cleveland.
Apparently,
I think he does. I could be wrong by that, but you know, I think he leads. I think he has 3 touchdowns, which is more than any other tight end right now.
That still doesn't make him playable.
No, really. It totally doesn't.
Which is why he wasn't 100%. Mentioned earlier.
A touchdown's only 6 points.
That's right. So are you done with the game?
I am.
Oh, right. The Giants and the Giants and the Broncos. That's right. Okay, so let's look at these teams here. Really don't like anybody from the Giants. I don't like Eli Manning. The running game is a big dumpster fire, right?
You don't like Eli Manning?
Don't like Manning.
His name is Manning, Kevin.
That's fine. It's
okay.
It's the Broncos that he's playing. So, I really want to like Wayne Gallman, but no, can't do that this week.
Got to give him the guy the ball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's got to emerge there. I mean, Paul Perkins is useless. Shane Vereen is an okay third down guy. But really, Gallman's the best running back on the roster. So, you know, at some point...
I thought that going in.
Yeah.
To the season, I really did.
Yeah, so, you know, what are you going to do? So, look, the receivers are another even more flaming dumpster fire. Odell Beckham Jr. out for the year. Brandon Marshall out for the year. What a hell of a game that was last week. Sterling Shepard not out for the year, but could be out for the week. So you got names like Roger Lewis, Tavares King, Ed Egan.
Did you mention that Shepard's questionable?
I said yes. Shepard may not be in this week.
Yeah.
You know, I saw that Chad Johnson, old Ocho Cinco, and Terrell Owens were like, we're available.
No.
They did. They said they were available.
Really?
There was probably a joke, but they were tweeted out, yeah, we're available.
Please.
I would love to see T.O. come back.
I would love to see both of them come back on the same team. It'd be amazing.
They're
allowed to do celebrations now? Can you imagine?
Oh, dude.
Dude, they'd be bench pressing each other.
Let me tell you something. If Chad Johnson and Terrell Owens went back to play for the Giants this year, they would certainly put asses in the seats.
100%.
You better believe
that. You know
what?
If they weren't playing the Eagles, I might root for them.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, come on.
They're 0-5 now. You can root for them.
Yeah,
they're not catching anybody.
I'd throw them a bone.
So, yeah, that'd be fantastic.
But come on.
Their tweet was the only thing I heard about it. They're old, so it's not happening.
I know.
But, you know, have you seen Terrell Owens lately?
Yeah.
Dude's massively cut.
Dude, he looks exactly the same.
Exactly the same. He hasn't aged a minute. Really, the only person on this Giants team that I would even consider playing is Evan Ingram.
Yeah.
Because I think he's going to be
a good tight end.
He's more of a wide receiver than a tight end anyway.
He is.
So I think he's going to get, you know, increased targets, and he's a guy I'd play. So from the Broncos side, a little more to love here. Not a whole lot, really, though, because I really don't trust Trevor Siemian. He had a couple good games, but then he kind of fell off a bit. We saw that. C.J. Anderson is dealing with a little bit of a bang-up, but I think if he plays, you got to play him. Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, you know, spotty production here and there, but you got to play both of those guys, I think. And that's really about it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's one running back and a couple receivers out of this whole game. Oh, and a tight end, right? I forgot about the tight end.
Few of that.
So there you go.
Speaking of meh. Monday night tilt, Colts Titans. Really? I thought, you know, they could come up with a better game here, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you know,
rain expected.
They were thinking Mariota against Luck.
Right.
Turns out it's going to be Brissett against Castle.
Luck, I mean, Mariota might play. Brissett's certainly playing. And speaking of which, Kevin, he's my sneaky DraftKings pick of the week.
Who is that?
Brissett.
Yeah, you like
Dude,
that?
Last week against San Francisco, 22 for 34, threw for 314. Again, a pick. The guy's only got 2 touchdowns on the season. I get it. You know, ran for 14 yards and did get that touchdown there. His 3 touchdowns on the ground are better than his passing, but I believe that against this Titans defense, who's given up 20 points a game, that's 30th, Kevin. For fantasy quarterbacks, I think that he's a cheap sneak for a DraftKings format. Listen, in regular leagues, definitely don't play him. But yeah, roll the dice in DraftKings format, sure, why not?
Indeed.
As far as the running backs are concerned, it's a middle-of-the-road matchup. The Titans are 13th against fantasy running backs, giving up 22.3 points a game. And word is... shocking, after fumbling twice, Frank Gore might be seeing a backseat to Marlon Mack, assuming that he's a go. He's questionable right now, but they're looking to get Marlon Mack a little bit more involved. Yeah, I wonder why. He had 9 carries for 91 yards and a touchdown.
Right.
Dude, the kid's phenomenal, man. So, you know, expect a little out of him. We saw T.Y. Hilton sort of do his thing. Caught 7 passes for 177 yards. You know, again, he's one of those guys that you just can't sit regardless of what's going on, you know?
Don't you mean irregardless?
Oh, sorry, Kevin. Yeah, irregardless. I do apologize. Moncrief's not a guy I can play until Luck comes back. You know, no thank you. Doyle was ruled out for last week. Daryl Daniels, I don't know. Is he going to play? Still questionable. No, I mean, these tight ends aren't guys that we will play, you know, week to week. It's a situational thing. So from the Titans side, Mariota killed me.
He did.
Cost me two games.
Usually when Lyle goes to a football game or somewhere else, he'll touch base with me and say, hey, can you, you know, keep an eye on my
guys? I give
him
my password.
He trusts me.
And I say, hey, man, look at my team. You know, I have to leave because I have to leave at like, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:30. We left at 9:30 to go to the Eagles game on Sunday. So I looked and it was like, it said Mariota is still game time, but it's looking good. So I was like, okay. So I left him in my lineup. And normally I will text Kevin and go, keep an eye on this guy and this guy and this guy for me. Because when I get up there, both the Wi-Fi and the cellular signal sucks because everybody else is on it. Right. Yeah, they do. They have a Wi-Fi signal there. It's horrible. Yeah, they're like Eagles Wi-Fi. We added 1,500 new hotspots. Guess what? They're horrible.
They're probably great if you're the only guy in the building.
Dude, I went there one time when I picked up the turf.
Right.
You
still have that, by the way?
I do. It's planted in my backyard.
Is it growing?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a little patch of grass. Yeah, you wouldn't notice it because it's grass. It looks like all the other grass. It's slightly lighter.
Nice.
You know, yeah, I went up there and the Wi-Fi was amazing. But when you're there and 60,000 other people are there,
yeah,
the Wi-Fi sucks. So I have a hard time changing players and, you know, even keeping up on news, I have a difficult time. I actually listen to the radio, AM radio, to find out what's going on. So I text Kevin and I go, hey, man, keep an eye on these dudes. I forgot to do that on Sunday. And kickoff happened and I'm listening on AM radio and, you know, Merrill's talking and he's like, Marcus Mariota's not a go. And I was like, what? Oh, no. I've made a horrible mistake. Yeah, and it cost me two games.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I had him in three leagues. I wouldn't have won the other game no matter what, but it cost me two games. One game I had Wentz as my backup.
Ooh.
Yeah. I would have dominated that game.
Nice. Well, yeah. Bad for you, but nice for Wentz.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bummer. Now I'm 3-2 in those leagues. I won't make that mistake again.
Could have been 4-1 in those leagues.
Could have been. But we all face that, right? You could have played a guy on the bench, blah, blah, blah. This was an easy one, though, to avoid had I not had Eagles tickets.
Could have trusted your buddy Kev with it.
Well, just assume he's not going to do that. He will never do that. All right, so let's talk about DeMarco Murray.
Would you?
100%, yeah.
You would assume that I need to look at you?
I would take a look, yeah, if you were going up. Yeah, I would take a look.
Huh. So I'm the asshole.
No, I'm not saying that at all. It's not your responsibility.
All right.
No, but I'm just saying I would probably take a look. Just make sure you were all right.
So you're a better guy than me.
No. I would probably take a look and then text you and go, hey, man, you really want to do this? Like, it's looking dark. Yeah, I'd probably take a look.
Hmm.
But that's just who I am.
You're just a better friend than I am.
Just saying.
Apparently.
DeMarco Murray is still the guy to play in this offense. Derrick Henry's production has fallen off dramatically, which I do not understand, Kevin.
Both of these guys, last couple games, is like, boom, no running.
Dude, Derrick Henry had 4 carries last week.
For what, 7 yards, 9 yards?
11.
11.
Nine. 7 the week before, yes.
Right, so look at DeMarco Murray's numbers. They're almost identical.
Yeah, 7 for 31 the week before against Houston. Against Miami, 14 for 58. Both of those above 4 per, though.
Right.
Whereas Derrick Henry's weren't.
Right.
Yeah, play at your peril, man. It's an average matchup. Colts are 13th, giving up 22.5 a game. But, Colts are 22nd, giving 25 points a game.
Well, a little bit
close enough, though. Still, you know, average, roughly below average, but not great numbers. Especially when you split them between 2 or perhaps 3 running backs. The wide receivers, man, it all depends on who's throwing them the football.
Go figure. That's kind of the way it is, right?
Yeah. I want to like Rishard Matthews. I want to like Eric Decker even.
I haven't been able to like them at all.
No. No thanks. I think these guys are fades. Corey Davis is questionable.
Honestly, any points they put up are going to be put up on people's benches. That's just the way it is, because you're not going to pick those over other guys.
Pretty much.
More than likely.
Love Delanie Walker. Can't play him either.
Right. Dude, he had a great touchdown called back last week.
Called back.
Yeah.
You know how many touchdowns he had?
Zero.
Zero. You know how many he has on the season?
One, I think.
Zero.
No, that's...
Yeah, he did have a rushing touchdown.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah. It was a 1 yard. 1 yard rush. One attempt, 1 yard. Yards per average?
One. One. Touchdowns?
One. Longest? One.
But he has it. You know?
He does.
He got the six.
You can never take it away from him.
And those...
Be them games, bitches. Get that damn. Lots of luck getting this game, this show below an hour 40, Kevin.
Yeah, Lana, I was like, how are we going to get this show shorter? Because we're going to be able to get to some questions on Wednesday night. Somehow we're just not able to
anymore.
You just
said Wednesday.
Wednesday?
You did.
Damn it. Every now and again, my Southern Delaware comes out, and I try my hardest to keep it from coming
Wednesday.
Out. Tuesday.
Thursday.
Sunday.
Anyway. Friday.
Anyway, so yeah, we used to do the games and questions. What happened?
I don't know. We're in depth now.
Yeah, we're going deeper.
We go deep.
We're just going.
Yeah, we just like to talk.
Yeah, we're chatty.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Well, I checked the forum to make sure there weren't any Eagles Panther specific questions, and there were not.
Yeah, I also did not check that email. So.
All right. So, you know, Lyle sucks. I win, and you may lose if you send us an email about Carolina Philadelphia games. By the way, some new artwork will be up on our wall for Saturday morning.
That's exciting.
I said Saturday morning.
Saturday.
On purpose. So, you know, if you want to check out if you want to check us out on our YouTube channel, Saturday morning.
YouTube.com/TheFFGuys or the Fantasy Football Guys. It'll take you to the same
spot. Search for it. You'll get there. Yeah, we got some stuff to put up on the wall behind
us.
Do
a live show. We answer questions.
Calls.
Yeah.
If you want to get in on that, 650-733-8334.
We'll chit-chat.
It's a lot of fun. All right, so we're out. We'll be back, like we say, Saturday.
Saturday.
Enjoy your Thursday night game tilt.
Saturday.
And we'll see ya.
Love you, mean it.